This week, Anchorage's two major electrical utilities broke ground for a natural gas-powered plant. Despite the construction cost, Chugach Electric Association and Municipal Light and Power say the facility will ultimately save consumers money. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Monday's groundbreaking ceremony featured the expected spray-painted golden shovels wielded by a pair of board members from the two utilities.
So we'll pose you out here.
Okay.
There were pre-shoveling comments by the utilities as well as the contractor, plus Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan and a staff member of Alaska Senator Mark Begich, and the obligatory just deposited nearby pile of dirt. What was different with the groundbreaking, according to the participants, was the cooperation the ceremony represented and the efficiency the South Central Power Project promises. The mayor praised the committed joint effort between Chugach Electric and ML&P.
I'm very pleased that our utilities are working together on something so critical. I mean, there's usually a fair share of concern out there that the utilities work in a vacuum and they don't work together. But this is a perfect example of working together, pulling in the right direction so that there is reliable service at a reasonable cost for Anchorage's electrical consumers.
The 183-megawatt power plant is being built adjacent to Chugach's main office and existing power plant just off International Airport Road and Minnesota Drive. It will cost approximately $370 million. Chugach Electric will cover 70%, ML&P 30%. That ratio also reflects the ownership percentage. Chugach Board Vice Chair Jim Nordlam said characterizing the South Central Power Project as building a new power plant is not really accurate.
This is a replacement power plant for our aging fleet of generators over at the Beluga Power Station. This new, more efficient generators at this plant will be 25% more efficient than our units at Beluga.
The translation from increased efficiency into savings?
That savings in natural gas from this replacement power plant at $6.75 per 1,000 cubic feet will be approximately $30 million per year. Now at approximately $300 to $400 million plant at $30 million per year savings, you can see it doesn't take that long for this plant to actually pay for itself in gas savings.
The plant will have three natural gas-fired turbine generators and one steam turbine generator. They'll operate in a combined cycle mode. That process captures the hot exhaust from the gas turbines and uses it to make steam for the steam turbine. Mike Rantz represented the project's general contractor, SNC-Lavalin, headquartered in Montreal, Canada. Rantz said the yet-to-be-started plant is already attracting attention for another feature.
This plant has already been talked about as one of the cleanest, environmentally friendliest plant that's ever been built. It's the latest technology.
According to information supplied by Chugach Electric, the existing simple cycle generation facilities for 183 megawatts produces annually over 4,500 tons of nitrogen oxide emissions. With the new plant, the emission for the same megawatt production drops to approximately 130 tons a year. Construction of the South Central Power Project will take place through 2012, with the plant scheduled to be commissioned in 2013. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.